Mishnah Hey now just continues on with Rabbi Hurshita. He says, just the same thinking. He says, Haisa shel kash. He says, if the kor is actually made of straw, or shel kanim, or it's made of like reeds, doesn't matter, ro noso ki iluhi shomateches, you can consider it halachli as if it's made of, you know, steel. Doesn't matter. Akuma, obviously the Chazal didn't have steel. Mateches means metal. Akuma, if it's warped, akum means like bent out of shape, like the shidra, the spine of the lulav is bent, you know. So it's bowed. That's probably a good word in English. Bowed. So then obviously you would be able to balance the korah on it, but doesn't matter. Balance the ariach on it. Doesn't matter. Ro'onasa ki'ilu hi pshuta. You can look at it as if it's straight across and smooth and straight, because it doesn't actually have to hold anything. Agula, even if it's round, you know, if it's cylindrical shape, it's got a round cross section, and obviously then you know we're going to balance a brick on that. Ro'onasa ki'ilu hi merubas. You can consider it as if it's squared, and therefore you can of course support the brick. Because why? Kol shesh bekeifo shlosha tefachim. He gives now, how big does the radius of this cylinder have to be so that it's considered to be able to... I'm sorry. He says, how, if you want to measure how big the pole has to be, the cylindrical pole has to be, that it has a diameter of a tefach, which is what we need. So he says you can measure its circumference. Measure around the pole. Kol sheyesh bekeifo shlosha tefachim. As long as you can measure around the pole three tefachim, yesh bo roch of tefach, then you can know that the diameter is one tefach across. Right, exactly. So now, that's going to come out meaning that the ratio between the diameter and the circumference is one, the circumference, the diameter is three, which of course is not the factor, that's not the actual number of pi. We discussed it yesterday. I'm going to say it over very briefly, just for the sake of the recording more than... You heard it, but I'll say it again here. The Gemara says that you learn this out from a pasuk. The pasuk is referring to the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Shlomo's like indoor swimming pool, so to speak, Lahavdil, in Malachim. And the pasuk says, it's pasuk Malachim Aleph, Perek Zayin, pasuk Chaf Gimel. It says, V'yases Ayam Mutzak. They made like, he made the pool out of... Yam here means a pool, but the pool... whatever, the basin, whatever you call it, out of metal, cast metal. Esra ba'ama misfasav el sfaso, ugl saviv, it was 10 amos across in diameter, perfectly round, i.e. from any two extreme points, like a diameter of a circle, it's 10 across. V'chamesh ba'ama kumaso, it was 5 amos tall, not important for us. V'kav shloshim ba'ama yasuvoso saviv. And a line around it, I would call circumference of 30 almost around the whole pool. So you see, the pasuk says something which has a diameter of 10 has a circumference of 30, and that's the Gemara. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda knew this. So yeah, that's right. So that's what I'm going to say now. So exactly, very good. So the Rosh asks, and others ask too, like why you're relying on a pasuk? Just get a tape measure, measure it. So the Rosh basically answers. He says that the point is, first of all, no matter what you'd say, it would never be accurate. It's just arbitrarily accurate. If you would say 3.14, you'd say, oh, it's not really 3.14, it's 3.1415, and so on. So that's not going to cut it. So therefore, the Rush says 3 is good enough, and perhaps there's a major halachic implication that you're allowed to, when you measure things that are circular, you can have a margin of error up to roughly 5%, the difference between pi and 3. There is, I didn't mention this yesterday, there is a tshuva that Rav Moshe has, fascinating, I don't get into it now, but there's a similar kind of problem that exists when they talk about the measurements of a sukkah. Again, they talk about the same kind of thing, but therefore they use it, they discuss the square root of 2, because that's the diagonal of a square. I don't get into the context. And the Gemara says it's considered, you know, like 1 and 2 fifths, which is like 1.4 instead of 1.41. It's a slightly different. Okay? And therefore, Moshe has a tshuva, by the way, that fascinating, this CC application. You know, when you measure your tefillin has to be merubas. The bias has to be perfectly square. Right? So, obviously, if you want to measure things to arbitrary precision, nothing's perfectly square. Right? I mean, obviously, you know, we live in a... It's impossible. It's the end of our kazed. There's actually... I mean, it's impossible to have any two things be equal length. Right? The modern world of physics says, you know, certainly at the atomic level you won't be able to. It's impossible. So how much of a variance are you allowed? Right? It's impossible. So the Rav Moshe says that the ratio can be up to the same as the sukkah, between the ratio between square root of 2 and, you know, 5, you know, 7 fifths, 1 and 2 fifths. Which, that's the application. So similar, that's that's using the two sides of a square. Here, you see that perhaps the same kind of application would have for circles, you know, for dealing with circumferences. In any case, that's the Rosh, that's the story. Now, there's a Gra. I didn't find the Gra yet. I still didn't find the Gra yet. I have to look it up still for you, sorry. There's a Gra that speaks out that the Pasuk has a creek sieve, as Mr. Abram said, that the real, when it says Vekav, the line around the circumference, that it has a silent hay. That you don't, it's written, it's the ksiv, but it's not the kri, it's not written there. So the Gra says,
the hay would be the end?
It's Vekavah, let's say, but it's written Vekav. So the Gra asks, what the heck is the extra hay doing over there? So he explains that it's a kri ksiv, that the ratio of kav is 106, the ratio of kava is 111, adding five more. He says the ratio between what is pronounced, just the same way the Pasuk pronounces it being 30 around, but there's an extra silent bit that's not mentioned, so too the ratio, there's a bit of the word kav, the word circumference, has a bit silent bit, the extra hey, not mentioned. And the ratio between the gematria of kav 106 and kava 111 is to 99.999% accuracy, the same as the ratio between 3 and pi. Right, so that's what's the unspoken bit extra is exactly right to tell you the unspoken extra amount of pi. I did confirm that they did that. It's about 99.999% accurate, and that is more precise than certainly more precise than they had elsewhere in the world at that time, 3,000 years ago, at the time of Malachim being written. Even according to the biblical critics who want to post date. The Tanakh, Chalila, but even so, to like the time of Anshei Knesset Gedolah, it certainly doesn't change anything. They still were way ahead of the game there, in terms of precision in the measuring pi. I also looked, I redid the numbers on my computer to check about other possibilities. Certainly not, obviously, you can, as you get big words, you can have big, more accurate ratios, but there's nothing between, obviously, if 105 to 111 works, obviously if you double that, 210 to 222 will be the exact same, and so on. But anyways, there's no other discrepancy between two numbers, a numerator and denominator, that you could take or add a letter or remove a letter that give you more precise than this in Hebrew language. There's no more. You could construct better ratios, but you wouldn't be able to make a creek sieve out of them without, obviously making some nonsense or lots of letters arbitrarily. So that's very, very impressive. So you can, and that's a pshat why they reference the pasuk instead of just saying measure yourself, because the point is the pasuk tells you to probably more precision than actually you could measure, and indeed in the time of the rest of the world they didn't measure more precision than this. The pasuk only alludes to it as a mathematical phenomenon. Okay.